Q94 Joe Mountain Rock, Gary Lee on this free-for-all freaky Friday morning adventure. It's week one of high school football, and we've heard from Coach Wyatt. We've heard from Coach Ackland. Now we're going to cruise on down into Tiger Country and talk with head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. Hey, how we doing, man?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. It's week one, and hey, you folks, of course, you can catch the Houston Tigers right here on Q94, the Mountain of Rock, kickoff 7 p.m. Before we get into the week one opponent, what'd you see out of that jamboree this past Friday night that you really liked, and what did you see that you thought you might need to work on a little bit?
You know, offensively, I felt like we did some really good things. We were able to move the ball around a little bit, and I was anxious to see how DJ Riley was going to do stepping into the quarterback role. I mean, that's a position he hasn't played since seventh grade, but he's played. I mean, he's been a varsity player for us just as a defensive player and as a wide receiver. So I thought he handled it really well, made some really good reads and good decisions, and then decided to pull the ball and take off running and did some really good things with his legs. So I thought that was good defensively. We didn't line up at all a couple times. We were kind of standing around thinking it was practice, and we were going to wait for the scout team to get ready, and ready or not, they snapped the football, and away they went. So we definitely have worked on trying to get that fixed, and I think we're a whole lot better when we get aligned properly and are able to fly around and play football. When you stand around looking silly, that's hard to overcome.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, it's a dress rehearsal. It's good for them to, you know, your team to get out there and go up against somebody different. And it just, I think it makes for a smoother transition to when it counts. And it counts tonight. You're on the road. You're headed to Pierce City. Pierce City, that probably rings a bell with a lot of people. Oh, I've heard of Pierce City. Well, they've been pretty good. They've got some history of having some pretty good football teams. What are we going to see this year out of Pierce City?
They are huge. They are very big up front. Got a whole new coaching staff. Jim Gensler has taken over. He's kind of been a defensive guy, kind of floated around the Big 8 conference a little bit. He took the head coaching job at Clever for a year or two. So he's stepping into that role and brought a staff with him. You know, Coach Hawker had been there for dang near 30 years and had done a really good job. So I think that's it's a lot new just because we don't know. They lined up and ran a bunch of wing T, double wing, but they've got a quarterback and they got a receiver. They like to throw the ball down the field a little bit. And the receiver, we didn't get a roster, but uh-huh. I mean, he looks like he'd be a basketball player. He's long and lanky and jumps pretty well. So most wing T, double wing teams aren't looking to chuck the ball down the field, but they were definitely trying to get vertical and throw it down there and make good things happen. So. I expect that's what we're going to get. Obviously, the weather, who knows, that may play a factor into it. But a little nervous. They were talking on KY3 last night about how they figured there was a bunch of high school football going to have lightning delays and that sort of thing. So when you're 2.5 hours away from home, and I've been a part of some of those where you, after a while, you just say, we'll come back tomorrow and try it again. And that'd be for a very long night if we have to do that. So hopefully the Mother Nature will be on our side, and we won't have to come back and do it again.
I'll throw this out there. Since it is that far, I would tell every player on my team, pack an overnight bag.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, it may be easier just to say, okay, we can't play tonight. We're going to play tomorrow.
Right.
And just, you know, have a slumber party in the high school gym or something. You know, I mean, instead of having to drive all the way back and all the way, you know, home and all the way back. But now I think Pierce City was in the same jamboree at the Sarcoxy Jamboree?
They were, yes.
So you kind of got a little bit, you know, you know quite a bit about Liberty. And I don't know, did they go up against one another?
Let's see, Pierce City played Stockton, Lebanon, and Gary.
Yeah, probably Sarcoxy or.
Sarcoxy, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, week one, here it is. And so there's, you know, a youth movement in Houston high school football and some new names and some new faces. It's and, you know, it's so hard. I don't really ever put too much stock into what I see week one. You know, I like to let's play 3 weeks. And right. Then I think, you know, then it's like, okay, this is their identity. This is a run team. This is a pass team. This is a very versatile mixed bag of tricks team. I mean, is that from a coaching standpoint, are you kind of, you know, of course you want to win every week, but I mean, you have a far better idea of what your identity is going to be, but could it possibly change? Because, hey, some kids, man, they're gamers. They're a totally different beast on Friday night.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I hate to even make this statement because I'm sure there's going to be somebody hear it somewhere, but I think the SCA is so good every year, top to bottom. When we get out and play non-conference week one and two, I think you see, like, oh, wow, look what just happened there. Like, this mm-hmm. team played really well against them, and then you get in the conference, and it's, oh, man, they're not doing so good. Well, I think that's because our conference is just nasty year in and year out. And, I mean, it's just a different brand of football, and I think when you go to different parts of the state, I mean, people know, hey, man, in the SCA, guys play a physical brand of football. And
yes.
You know, I think that's a compliment to all the schools in the conference that, you know, nobody really wants to play you non-conference because you're going to line up and you're going to be physical and you're going to play four quarters. And so, you know, week one and two, it's always kind of interesting to see what conference schools do against non-conference teams and just kind of some of the matchups. But, you know, it's hard for me to gauge how good a conference school is week one and two because
you just don't know. Yeah,
you just don't know. And, you know, so – really, for me, it takes me a couple more weeks to say, hey, man, they're scary. Like, they're coming out of nowhere. They're kind of scary. And, of course, this team's who we thought they were and things like that. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't put a whole lot of stock into those two non-conference games. That's no disrespect to any other conferences or anything like that. But, you know, it's just hard for me to – because we don't know what happens in the Mid-Lakes or any of those other conferences. We don't know how good top to bottom that they are.
Well, Fair Grove is going to be pretty nasty.
They are nasty. We saw them at Branson this summer. I mean, we saw what they did last year, and I mean, they've got all the names that were getting called on the news on Friday night. They're all still there. So
yeah,
they're big. They are track fast and super strong and athletic, and two quarterbacks that can beat you with their legs and beat you with their arms, and
a top notch running back.
Absolutely, yeah, he's freaky talented. So then they got a D1 kid that's playing tight end and linebacker and everything else that they need to do. And so they've got a lot of good things going on, and Coach Boris has got them primed and ready, I'm sure.
Well, you know, you mentioned it earlier, and the key to success is in week one is, you know, who is going to set the tone? Who's going to be the most physical team from the get-go? And a lot of times, that first 5 minutes of the first quarter can lift you to victory because you're the dominator, you're the more physical, you're taking it to them, you're not back on your heels, and I'm sure you've probably preached that all week.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, the weather is definitely going to play a factor, too. So, I mean, it's hard. It's easy to get to feeling sorry for yourself when you're getting pounded on and it's smoking hot.
Yes.
So, you know, you get to thinking, oh, man, just is it ever going to end? So, I mean, if you keep pouring it on. But then, you know, ball security is so important, too. We turned the ball over last year, game one, six times, and messed around and got beat by three, and that team went on and won eight games. So, I mean, you know, you play the what-if game, but, I mean, ball security is so important early on, and a lot of teams don't do a very good job taking care of the ball early in the season, as you will see later on in the season. But, you know, I think just silly things like that and penalties, I mean, those are huge early on.
Yeah, right on. Well, again, catch the Houston Tigers right here on the Mountain of Rock, Q94, kickoff 7 p.m. Coach Eric Sloan, head coach of the Houston Tigers. Hey, we appreciate you. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right. Thanks, sir.